The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Playground. One final time. Right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. So we talk basketball and Beeline, hot seat or not. Berenson, yes or no? Is he going? Should he stay or should he go? And then we also went some NFL talk. Tomorrow there is no shows on WTK, right, Jeff? You're not doing your show?
Nope.
Inside the Huddle?
Michigan Insider's not on the air. We are not on the air. And the M Zone is not on
the air.
I'm
so glad you followed suit, because usually Ira writes that down, and I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'll let Jamie know. And every once in a while I'm like, Jeff's going to do a show and then make us look bad because he's doing a show and we're not doing a show. And so good. Wait, thanks for following suit on that one.
Of course.
Because, yes, Martin Luther King Day. So no shows on WTK. It will be CBS all day long.
With the exception of Michigan High or Red Wing Hockey tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yep. Martin Luther King game, the afternoon game.
Yep. 2:45, 3 o'clock start, something like that.
3 o'clock puck drop, 2:40 coverage starts right here on the Ticket.
And who do they play?
Montreal.
That's a tough one.
So it's going to be a loud one. For some reason, the Hab fans always show up.
I love to watch Montreal play simply for the fact that Max Pacioretty, and he was in school when I was in school, and he was only at Michigan for 1 year, but he has turned into arguably recently one of the best pros to come out of Michigan and play in the NHL. He has just been great at the professional level.
That's true. But let's talk about today, because there's a game coming up today right here on the Ticket that, to me, means a lot. The big game, Michigan against Minnesota, women's basketball, at Chrysler.
Yeah, that game is at 4:30, 4:15 pregame. Yours truly will be on this side running the ones and twos, being producer of the show. Matt Park calling the game. I don't know if Jenny Ryan will be there or not.
I think Park said in the last game that Jenny will be there. She'll be here tomorrow for today's game.
Yes, and it's another game for Michigan. They're really evolving, because I think they started the year, and the way KBA runs her staff and runs those kids is that the freshmen aren't going to really see the court that much. And I mean, you've seen Flannery, Thompson, for 4 years, but usually it takes a while to get going, and she just wants them to get used to being in school before she gets them playing. And Kreiser Gondrzek, and she's really what that puts them over the top. And they might even have a chance to win the Big Ten. Maryland's that top team you have to knock off. They'll get their chance to play in them later on this year. But versus Minnesota, I believe at Chrysler, they'll be able to knock them off because they really do have three of the ladies that can score from anywhere. And, yeah, Thome is going to get her points, Thompson and Flattery. And then you got Gondrzek, that if those are shut down, you shut down both of them, that you have Gondrzek in the back that is able to take over the game herself. And I think that's, yes, other teams are getting more film on her, and they're going to see more of what she can and can't do. But I think that KBA has entrusted her to go ahead and give her the ball and say, if we can't get Flattery or Thome their shots, then guess what? You're going to go ahead and take the shot. And she's done very well off of being just a freshman, only a few games into her actual Big Ten career. So it's big news for the Wolverines. And I've said that if you want to go down and check out a game down in downtown Ann Arbor, you want to see one of the best teams, go watch the women's basketball team play. They are really good. It's a lot. It's entertainment. They also have stuff going on. It's what, $5-$10 to get into the game?
Yeah, I think it's $5.
And you'll enjoy yourself.
I covered the Mike and I covered along with Hallie Wangler the Indiana game last week that Michigan pulled out at the end. And you made some points there about Hallie Thome, Jay-Z. And if you want to talk about price of admission, Flaherty's been a little off lately, but watching Hallie Thome play and be that dominant force in the post, watching her play with the basketball is worth the price of admission. She has been great for Michigan.
Why, Jay-Z, why aren't they ranked? Because it seems to me, and I don't follow women's basketball as intensively as I know you do, but it seems to me like they're 14-4, and almost all their losses have been to top 25 teams.
Right. Well, they had one loss in there they shouldn't have.
I think Xavier. Was it?
Yeah. Xavier was the one. They were right on the cusp of breaking the top 25, and that loss pushed them back down. But, yeah, by the end of the season, they'll be in that top 25. They're going back to tournament, I think, first time since 2011, 2012. They're doing very well. And if you want to get down there, yeah, you're around Ann Arbor, want to stop in, yes, it's cheap, it's great fun, and, yeah, you'll enjoy yourself. Women's basketball, Michigan takes on Minnesota today at 4:30 at Chrysler Center. That does it for our show today. I want to thank Jeff Childs, Tony O, wearing shorts, Michigan State fan, and and Mark Misler over there running the ones and twos. You've done a great job
how
today.
How many different names are you going to give me today, by the way?
Matthias.
Miguel.
Miguel.
Martinez. It's Matt, but we'll go with it.
All right, Mike.
Follow
great
us,
job.
Follow us on Twitter at WTK_playground.
All right, everyone. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.